Waro Tapu Hare Maiki Kone.
Morena, it's Karen and Elijah here. We are the lead pastors of Unite Church, a family of house churches with one oversight and a shepherd's community committed to the work God has called us to.
We desire to grow as apprentices of Jesus according to the Bible by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Would we be those that know, practice, and carry the love of Jesus?
Knowing the love of Jesus in our hearts personally,
practicing it in prayerful community,
and carrying it as missionaries into the world we live.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me too, Karen. Welcome back this year. Man, wasn't family camp good?
Oh, so
for those of you who made it, it was just honestly one of my favourite family camps. I felt blessed, felt the pleasure of God as we did that. And for those of you who couldn't, we missed you, and it'll be good to see you in our everyday lives. Very good. We've got quite a lot of changes, new neighborhood churches, changes in neighborhood churches as we look to honor God and figure that out and love people and love God together. Got a neighborhood church starting in Collingwood. Fantastic. Got a youth and kids, I guess, program starting this year too. So exciting. Life group starting midweek. A couple of cool things. All right. So as we start the new year in rhythms of prayerful love as neighborhood churches, I think it's only right to talk about what it means to apprentice under Jesus. Because really, that's what this family of house churches is all about. It's our shared focus, our kaupapa, the common ground we all stand on. We come together as community in the understanding that we are either exploring apprenticeship to Jesus or we're practicing apprenticeship to Jesus as a way of life. So what is an apprentice of Jesus? Someone who believes in him? Yes, but not just so. An apprentice is someone who follows, trusts in, and learns from the one that they are apprenticing under. And we are those who have experienced the presence of Jesus, who have encountered him in spirit and truth, meaning that something in our heart has placed trust in Jesus as both maker and savior of the world and of our very souls. And thus, we become apprentices of him with the expectation that the Holy Spirit is both with us and within us. The Spirit of Jesus at work in our core, in our inner workings as thinkers and feelers and people who, I was going to say actors, we're not actors, but those who...
enact.
Yes, that's right. And in the relational sphere of our lives. With the belief that, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3, we are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. We practice in rhythms of faith, and God perfects by the work of his Spirit in us. It's not all up to us. Thank goodness. It's not about us being the best we can be. It's about us trusting his work within us. We don't try from our own effort. We train as those engaged with the grace of God. Daily, we pray and we seek Jesus. We enjoy his presence, seek his will in our lives and the life of our community, our neighborhood church, and our families, etc., our work places, and we seek his will for these spaces. Weekly, we gather to worship Jesus, to encourage one another, to share together the story of God, allowing his truth to shape our way of being and living. And monthly, we come together as a church family to lift up the name of Jesus and allow his word to speak to and change our hearts. For we believe he is more true, more real than anything else in this world. As apprentices, we desire to seek his kingdom of love and light and truth and restoration to come on earth as in heaven. And we know that this starts with our lives personally, because that's how Jesus works, heart to heart. But we know that in our own effort, this is impossible. It's by his grace in our lives. We then spend most of our apprenticeship opening up parts of our lives to the work of his grace to heal, transform, and restore. So simply, it's his grace at work, but it's us consenting to that work. And that's a huge part of what it means to apprentice. And part of the question is, what are you consenting to for His grace to work? I didn't write that down. That's a good question.
That's so good.
What in your heart are you consenting for His grace to be at work? Oh, that's good. So as we look forward to this year that we've committed to share together, let us begin in the grace of Jesus. Let us begin in the love of the Father. Let us begin with a heart offered up, for Jesus is good and His love for us is trustworthy. So I pray, Lord Jesus, may Your grace flow in the deepest parts of our being, each and every one of us. May Your love anchor us when we feel untethered. And may Your presence fill our hearts with joy and peace and trust in You. In Your holy name and by Your grace. Amen.
Amen. We're continuing to read Matthew. So I just want to read chapter 20, verses 29 to 34, which is titled, Two Blind Men Receive Sight. As Jesus and His disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed Him. Two blind men were sitting on the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus stopped and called them. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. Lord, they answered, we want our sight. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed Him. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet. I imagine it's not often that we're sitting on the roadside yelling at Jesus as He's walking by. What quietens us in our context? The independent culture can. You can do it yourself. You don't need anyone else. You have all you need right there inside you. Go Google it. Anything you've ever needed is right there on the internet. Call out to the Lord, no need. You can have your life under control if you follow these 10 easy steps. Our current culture yells at us in a different way. Our current culture has so many distractions that promise to make our lives better, promise to make our eyesight return. And yet these men continue to call out to God. What's our and yet? Could be a rhythm of blocking out the distractions and being with God. Could be a desire to hear His Spirit's whisper in the ears of our heart by turning off the computer or our phone or our need to be with others to tune into Him. And then, in my opinion, the best part of the story is Jesus hears them. He comes over and asks, what do you want me to do for you? This is such an interesting question from Jesus. Like, it's pretty obvious what they need, Jesus. Yet He's looking for the ask, the connection, the interaction, the faith that says, you are God, you can provide what I'm looking for, what I'm longing for. The faith that says, everyone told us to be quiet, but we didn't. And now you're standing right in front of us. What do you want me to do for you? We can see the heart of God in this one question from Jesus. He is able to provide, yet He'll wait for the connection first. We can see here His priority. What is it right now that you want God to do for you? I found as I sat and still sit with this question, I don't really know how to answer it. There's plenty of things that I want or perceive that I need, but looking at it from you are God, you can provide what I'm longing for, that's pretty big, it's pretty huge. So sit with that for a minute, those two thoughts, and take them away with you. Or discuss them with your neighborhood church. What is trying to quieten you down, and how can you shout louder, so to speak? You know what I mean. And what is it right now that you want God to do for you?
So let's kind of like consolidate those three questions that we shared about this really awesome, Karen. The first one is, what in your life are you consenting for the grace of God to move? I actually wrote something else out, so I'm trying to frame it off the fly. What in your heart are you saying, yes, God, have your way. I want your grace to be at work. What are you consenting? How are you consenting to the work of His grace in your life?
Nice. And then question two, what is trying to quieten you down and how can you shout louder?
And then toru, three, what is it right now that you want God to do for you?
And to end, thank you, Unite, for your regular gifts of money and time. Committing yourselves to the word and prayer and the practice of Christ's love and community. We are thankful to Jesus for you.
that's awesome, eh? Yeah, so thankful for those who tithe and give regularly. Mm. And if you want to start doing that, please do that on our website. It'd be awesome. Yeah, we want to step out in these things of obedience with the youth and kids programs, but we need finance to help do that kind of stuff as well. So I believe where our treasure is, there our heart is, because Jesus said it. And part of community, I would hope, is a part of where we treasure. So I encourage you to go before God in that prayer. And let me just say, Lord Jesus, thank you. Mm. Thank you so much for your provision, for our lives, for this faith community, for each one of us, Lord. We trust you and we ask you to continue to be provider in our lives. You are good. And we worship you in that space. Mm. In your holy name, amen.
You can find information about Unite and get in contact via our website, unitechurch.org.nz.
Absolutely. All these different things. If you want to start tithing, if you want to get baptized, if you want to, you're interested in starting a neighborhood church. I know a bunch of people that have contacted me that have started listening to these things that aren't a part of our community. We'd love to help see these small communities develop if that's on your heart. So just putting it out there.
Nice.
Contact the website.
Right. There'll be a person at the other end. We are starting up two new rhythms for the year, a children's Jesus club on Monday, 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the Unite Hall for primary ages children to learn and share about
primary
Jesus.
School age children.
Primary ages, as I was
so
saying.
Happens when you read off the prompt.
It does not make sense. And a youth event, Fort the City, for the city, on Thursdays, 7 to 8:30 p.m. We'll let you know when they start up for the year. It's very exciting.
It's going to be Fort the City. Mm. We're going to turn the city of Nelson into a ginormous fort.
Excellent.
It's not true. And finally, our next monthly all-in gathering, which I'm excited about, is this February the 25th at Unite Hall.
Nice.
Worship and hear the word and
connect.
One of us will be preaching.
Woohoo.
And woohoo.
Woohoo. May we rest in the goodness of our Father. May we trust in Jesus as Lord. May the Holy Spirit form us and guide us as we journey together. May we practice Christ's love in community. May we partner with God in putting the world back together. Above all else and in all things, may we know that we are truly and wholly loved by God.
Ah, awesome. We're praying for you in the love of Jesus. Aroha nui.